It's day 11 of our Advent series. If you'd like to find out more about Light the World, visit lighttheworld.org. How do you feel when someone serves you? Today, our guests tell us about times when they watched as angels stepped up to fill a need. First, Jules Olson, a hospital chaplain, who joined us in episode 222.
When I was a young mother of five, my former husband and I found a new home in Orem, Utah, and moved into that home when my sixth baby was just 10 days old. So things were busy and kind of rough. My mother had passed a few years previously, and my support system was very limited. And a wonderful older woman that lived across the street and had challenges and problems of her own, and a son that had disabilities that she cared for, she recognized a need and came over several times and would offer to support me. She would hold the baby and say, "You go take a nap," or she would bring soup for dinner, or she would say, "I'm just going to do your dishes." And that was such an amazing thing to have someone that aware of those around her, even though she had so much going on in her life. So many acts of service she provided for me and my family. And then about 6 months later, my father had been sick and he passed in the middle of the night, and I'd been up all night long. And she said, "There's no way you're going to get any sleep if you try to take a nap today in that busy house with six young children under 12. You come over to my house and you can take a nap." And so she continued to just show up in my life, to be there and to be a friend and nurture me and kind of mother me and be such an angel in my life. And to this day, she and I are good friends and keep in touch. And I'm so grateful for Faye Crompton. And she's 92. I love you, Faye.
Next, we have the Reverend Dr. Marion Edmonds Allen, the executive director of the nonprofit Parity. She was featured in episode 151.
I was running a youth center for disadvantaged youth and youth experiencing homelessness. And I was trying very hard to get help for the youth I was working with, particularly LGBT youth experiencing homelessness in Utah. And I wasn't getting anywhere, and I was getting increasingly frustrated. But then one day, I met Laura Warburton, and I met her in her role as a legislative aide to Representative Gage Froer. Laura was working with Gage to help youth in Utah, and I told her about the youth experiencing homelessness. However, she didn't believe that there were youth experiencing homelessness in Utah. So I invited Laura to come to my center, and I didn't think she would. But Laura did show up at the center. And while Laura and I were there, and we were arguing about homeless youth, there was a 12-year-old who walked by Laura and I. And he was coming to get socks and canned goods. And Laura noticed him and she said, "What are you doing? Why do you need all those canned goods?" And he started speeding up because he didn't want to be noticed. And Laura paused and she said, "You aren't homeless, are you?" And the boy didn't say anything. And then Laura said, "How old are you?" And the boy said, in a fake deep voice, "I'm 18. And then he said, "I'm 12. And he ran out the door. And Laura watched him go. And at that moment in time, my heart changed because I saw Laura's heart change. What Laura did then was she went home and she called all her church friends and they called their church friends. So you see, this is a story about so many angels. And the following week at the youth center, an 18-wheel flatbed truck pulled into our little parking lot. And it was piled high with coats for the homeless youth in Utah. Laura noticed that that 12-year-old boy was wearing a t-shirt, and it was November. So Laura became an angel to that 12-year-old boy and hundreds more youth, because Laura then went on to change laws so that youth could access shelter. Laura changed my life that day, and now I see angels all around me. I am blessed by those angels, and I am blessed by Laura.
Many thanks to Jules Olson and the Reverend Dr. Marion Edmonds Allen for joining us again. Our Advent series was produced by James Sturtevant.